Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. The Colts lose another starter. It's just unbelievable. Julian Blackman has torn his Achilles tendon. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. Going to try to rehab, get back kind of on the same schedule that Eric Fisher used. Maybe Dio Odengbo, who came back to practice yesterday. So maybe he starts the season on time in 2022. We don't know, but we do know this, that without Julian Blackman as the guy who puts the lid on that defensive zone, you got a problem. Because Julian Blackman, of all the guys in that defensive backfield, was the most important. He was the guy who keeps 15-yard pass plays from becoming 60-yard pass plays. He's that last line of defense, and he's gone. Tore his Achilles. What is going on with Achilles? Here's what I think it is, and this is a completely, I'm not going to say completely uneducated opinion, but I'm not an orthopedist. You know what? As guys have trained smartly and with diligence to become faster and bigger, what's also happened is that they have become too fast and too big for their own ligaments and tendons. You can't strengthen tendons. They are what they are. You can't strengthen ligaments. They are what they are. And right now, you've got players who are really, really fast, really, really big, really, really strong, who are outperforming their physiology. And because of that, they're getting hurt. Guys aren't getting hurt because they're getting hit. Guys are getting hurt because, you know what, a tendon gives way, a ligament gives way, a lot of non-contact injuries occurring in practice. So that's what happened to Julian Blackman, Julian Blackman, Julian Blackman, Julian Blackman, not Justin Blackman, Julian Blackman. How many times have I said Justin Blackman, honest to God, in the last 3 weeks? It's been a couple of times. Julian Blackman. And so there you go. That's the way it is. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, you just got to call him and say, Doc, can you hook me up? I want healthier teeth. I want a more attractive smile. I've been told you're the guy. You know what he's going to do? He's going to help you. 317-849-2933 is the number. So what else do we know about the Colts? We know that the healthy guys, the healthy starters, sup. Sup the Get Right Show. Listen, we're going a little bit early today. I know that. Got some things to do with family, so we're doing it early. Nothing's going to happen between now and 6 o'clock, right? It could. If it does, we'll stop the car and we'll do something live. I got no problem pulling over on the interstate and saying, hey, how you doing from there? No problem at all. At any rate, the number of starters who have not been affected by injuries, so this includes Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz hadn't missed a game. But Carson Wentz did miss being really, really effective in a game. All right. Well, I'm going to talk to you about that Pacers game in just a minute, the Get Right Show. So DeForest Buckner, right, has been really pretty good and very healthy. Grover Stewart, mostly healthy. Had to come out for a few plays last week against the Texans, but other than that. right? How about Bobby Okereke, or Okereke, which is what he told me his name is pronounced. Okereke. He's been healthy. Zaire Franklin, healthy. Ryan Kelly, mostly healthy, although in camp he missed some time with that elbow. Mark Lewinsky, healthy. Jonathan Taylor, healthy. Zach Pascal, Rigoberto Sanchez, Jack Doyle, Michael Pittman Jr. There you go. Those are the healthy guys if you count Dio and Quiddy Pay as starters. If you count those guys as starters, then your defensive ends have not been healthy this season. If you count Tyquan Lewis as one, he missed practice yesterday, but overall he's been pretty healthy. This is just monotonous, and it's happening all over the NFL. This is not unique to the Indianapolis Colts. And to say it's the fault of the medical staff or the training staff discounts the amount of time and effort these guys put into keeping that roster healthy and on the field. They do it a lot. They put a lot of effort into that, and the Colts put a lot of resources into trying to figure out how not to have injuries happen in the first place. A lot of energy and a lot of resources. So, it's kind of what you got. And the Titans, they're suffering from the same thing. How about the 49ers? George Kittle on IR. Jimmy Garoppolo was limited yesterday. Trey Lance did not practice. Trent Williams didn't practice yesterday. You know, they've had guys who've missed a lot of run. Javon Kinlaw. He missed practice yesterday. Javon Kinlaw, interesting, because he's the guy, when the Colts traded for DeForest Buckner, they gave up the 13th overall pick to the 49ers. 49ers swapped back to 14, and they took defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw. So if he can go on Sunday night and Buckner goes, which Buckner's going to go, we're going to see a little bit on the same field a comparison of what the 49ers gave up for what they got. And that's going to be kind of interesting. Josh Jones, this kind of was under the radar yesterday, and I really didn't pay a hell of a lot of attention to it. But Josh Jones, a safety who is a second-round draft pick of the Green Bay Packers in 2017, has played subsequently with the Cowboys and the Jaguars. He was signed to the practice squad. He might get some active duty earlier rather than later. He's a good safety. He's made 25 starts. He's played in 48 games, two interceptions. Good guy, good safety, over 200 tackles. So there you go. I want to talk about the Pacers for a minute because what happened last night was not the product of the last play. Pacers have the ball with 4.6 seconds left. They inbound it to Domas. Domas spins, kind of goes baseline, throws up a left-handed shot from 11 feet. And it's just long, and it kicks off the backside. Pacers wind up losing, what was it, 123-122, right? So those of you who invested foolishly in the Pacers, because who knows what the hell is going on? You know, light pads, but light pads don't explain ligaments, like Achilles tendons, right, and muscle pulls. Don't explain that kind of stuff. At any rate, with the Pacers, that was a decent shot. That's okay. At the end of games, here's what you want to do. Well, thank you very much, Michael Gibson. Says, as I've stated before, the best sports show in Indiana. What you want to do at the end of games, what Rick Carlisle did, he drew up an action to get his best player the ball in a place where he could do something with it, try to get to the rim, create a high percentage shot. Domas Sabonis had made a shot similar to that, although a little bit tighter to the bucket, in the fourth quarter already, a little left hand, and so he threw that one up, and it was a little bit long, although it was online. Washington did a nice job of defending Domas despite a height disadvantage. That's not why they lost. I got no problem with what Carlisle did. Carlisle's got a problem with what Carlisle did. I have no problem with what Carlisle did. Rick said it was his fault for drawing up that action. I got no problem with it. Duarte is the real deal. Duarte, 27 points last night. First Pacer to start his first game as a rookie for the Pacers since Jamal Tinsley. I hope this ends better for the Pacers than Tinsley's reign of terror did in the city of Indianapolis. It's not exactly what happened, but, you know, we take certain literary, anyway. He wasn't great. Not a great citizen. Family, not great citizens, And so it wasn't exactly a reign of terror. But that he's gone, I don't think the IMPD is really too upset about. Put it that way. Anyway, Duarte's terrific. Where they lost the game, the Pacers lost this game in the third quarter. There was a 13-minute span. In fact, 13 minutes and 10 seconds. From 9:49 left in the third quarter, where the Pacers led 82-59 to 8:39 left in the fourth quarter, where they were behind 102-94. Here, honest to God, they got outscored 43-12. We're all talking about how they were outscored 33-13 in the third quarter. To hell with that. From 9:49 left in the third to 8:39 left in the fourth, they were outscored 43-12, like I said. That is crazy, man. That is getting your doors blown off, and that's where they lost the game. They lost the game by not matching the intensity that the Hornets brought once that third quarter kind of started to get out of control. There's a point in the game, and it occurred quite obviously with 9:49 left in the third quarter, where the Hornets said, okay, to hell with this, we're going to ball out. Because if we don't, starting right now, we're going to lose this game by 50. I don't want to lose 154-98. So let's go. And go they went. And the Pacers said, all right, you guys want to play hard for a while? That's fine. Go ahead. And they allowed it. And you can't do that. You can't allow your opponent's intensity, their aggression, to trump yours. Or you are going to get beat, as the Pacers did last night. It's just, it's not the way you compete. Sadly, it is what happened last year with the Pacers. We all blame Nate Bjorkgren, right? Bjorkgren, come on, kick him in the ass and get this team going. It wasn't Bjorkgren, although Bjorkgren didn't help. Carlisle, same problem last night. So what Carlisle's got to do before game two tomorrow night against Washington in Washington, D.C., and Aaron Holiday's opportunity to shove it to the Pacers because he's with the Wizards. He has got to impress upon this team the need to compete for 48 minutes. If you've got an 8-man rotation, which Carlisle used yesterday, that 8-man rotation has got to ball out from start to finish. It has got to be 48 minutes of focused effort and attention to detail. And last night, the Pacers didn't bring it. So, who do the Wizards have tomorrow night? It's Bradley Beal. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's Davis Bertans. It's all those guys. And we'll see what happens for the Pacers. See what happens for the Hoosiers this weekend. They got Ohio State coming in. They're 21-point dogs. Don't invest, given the spread. You know, if you're, I don't know, let's say 40 years old, you have virtually no cognitive memory of the last time Indiana beat Ohio State. You know for a virtual certainty that Indiana is going to lose to Ohio State. Ohio State is a minus 1,400 favorite, which means you can make 7% on your money. 7% on your money doesn't seem like a lot, right? We tend to gamble and think we're going to double our money. But when we invest, 7% in a year, that's not great. We'd rather have it be 10 or 11% in a given year. 7% in an afternoon? Are you crazy not to take that? 7% in an afternoon, they are handing you money. If you got the cash to do it, you bet 10 grand, you get $700 back. That's a nice payday. That's okay. Sometimes you don't go for the big win. You don't try to go all Hub Arkush, right, by making some kind of wacky bet at 90-1 and cash, right, like he did this week, the great Hub Arkush. What you do is you take your wins where you can find them. And Indiana losing to Ohio State on Saturday at 7:30 is a win where you can find it. The doors are going to open at Memorial Stadium at 5:30. I don't understand this. Like, I get it from a pragmatic perspective. You want people to come down earlier. Who in their right mind wants to go into Memorial Stadium for an extra half hour when you're looking ahead to 90 minutes in your seat already, plus a 4-hour game? I don't want to sit on a hard-ass bleacher, literally a hard-ass bleacher, for 6 hours. Those games are long enough, for goodness sake. All right, breakfast with Kent tomorrow. I don't know when the hell it's going to be. Got to tell you the truth, it's going to be later than normal. And then we've got an Inside Indiana Sports tomorrow from a very, very special place, hallowed ground in the state of Indiana. Tomorrow's Inside Indiana Sports now with Kent Sterling. Cannot wait to talk to you then. Let's go. Let's go Pacers. Let's go Hoosiers. Let's go Colts. Colts, stay healthy.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.